Hello, I'm with...
Hello, and welcome to the Gold Minox podcast.
The Minox who switched their colors to black and gold because I told them the stuff was gold
squadron
colors.
Okay, to be fair, the preview, it was black and yellow. Like, you look at that image, it's black and yellow. Like, I was all excited. And then the shirts are also black and yellow, and the deck box is black and yellow.
It's all black and gold, guys.
You can think what you want to think. You can think what you
yellow
want.
Yellow is a shade of gold, right? That's how that works? Or gold?
What?
No, gold's probably a shade of yellow.
Gold isn't really a color. It's more of like a metallic luster.
A metallic luster. I like that. We luster.
It's a sheen. It's an element.
Oh, we agree. We agree. I mean,
oh yeah, we feel you on the issue, guys.
It's just we're not gonna perpetuate the negativity. We're taking care of it. We are strict, tight knit.
Yeah,
we took care of it. Let's move on. Let's have some more good games.
And thank you to whoever just called me handsome. That is very flattering.
Yeah,
I will have anyone's babies, Ryan Farmer.
I wonder why he's saying. That's the question, right? Like, right, he's single. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, why? Gold Squadron hookup.
Yeah, that's right. Call now. Actually, we do have a Gold
Squadron. Do you
Squadron
have a hotline?
We do.
Oh, no, do not call me on the Gold Squadron hotline. It's a banger. Anyway, I'm glad we were able to get that out, though.
Uh-huh. No, for sure.
It's just something we don't need to see. But by and large, like, we had a full day yesterday, and I think one person may have gotten, like, accused of cheating once, and it was, like, questionable.
Right.
And it was just heated and tense. Like, when you have this many people at a high-level competition, everyone across the board has been top-notch. Like, every single person here has been really great. Like, I had no problems in any game I played yesterday. I don't know about you.
I had no issues. Not at all. It was great.
Yeah.
They had good games.
Top-notch.
I screwed up. They screwed up.
Yeah. That's it.
Keep it casual.
Fly
competitive,
casual.
But
oh, yeah.
Casual.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
1-800-SEXY-FARMER.
What?
Right there.
1-800-SEXY-FARMER. That's right. No, I'm not on farmersonly.com. So
If
that's what you were wondering, I've heard the joke.
All right. So, Ryan, we have to bring this up, right?
Yeah.
It's in the chat. Your nickname. What do you see?
So,
now,
okay.
All right, community. Let me give my piece here real quick.
Yeah.
So, as a kid, I always got called a lot of mean names.
Oh, me too. My last name's Farmer. Like,
right.
I get
so,
it.
So, like, I have issues when people, like, even with my name, right? My name is Dion. It's not Dion.
I call it that the wrong all the time.
Right,
and
exactly.
I'm sorry for that.
It's
I actually
okay.
didn't know that I was saying it wrong until just now.
There you go.
Well, look at this. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I'm actually embarrassed right now for calling you by the wrong name for over a year.
It happens. So what is the nickname that you would... I will call you by whatever you want me to call you.
So it...
I'll do it right.
There's, like, a selection because my last name is Farmer. So, like, in high school, everyone called me Rye Tackle.
Right.
Because...
you play football.
I played football, yeah. And then a lot of the coaches called me Farm Boss as, like, a joke because my dad was the head coach.
Ah,
so
okay, there
he
you go.
Was the real boss, but, like, they... That was the joke. Like, I clearly wasn't the boss, so they called me that. But everyone hates that nickname, and that one's kind of died. So, but most people just call me by my last name, Farmer.
Farmer?
Like, that's, I have no problem with people calling me Farmer. Like, that's what most people call me. Almost everyone calls me that. I know you can't give yourself a nickname. I didn't give myself any of these nicknames. I get it. Oh, and Shut Up, Farmer. People just said that to me a lot in high school because I'm terrible with jokes.
Right. Shut up, Mark. I get it. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm not going to share any of
my... Hey, if you guys want to call me Moisture, though, whatever. Like, I don't care. Call me whatever you guys want. Like, I'm a friend.
He got to that point. He doesn't matter.
Call me whatever you want. Call me literally anything you want.
See, but I won't make the mistake you made, and I won't share my high school nicknames.
No, no. Don't make that mistake.
Right?
Learn from me, Dion.
Yeah,
Dion.
Yeah, like
that is just, that is
like you own your phone. That's it. That's all it is.
Dion. Okay, I will never make that mistake ever again. I am...
Hold him to it. I listen to your guys' podcast, every single one, from beginning to end. So if you mention me, I'll know.
I will... You will know. I listen to you guys, too. It's hard. You and it's hard because there's so many good ones.
There
like
is.
And I have a 2-minute commute to work every day. So it's not like I really get I'm in Los Angeles and only have a 2-minute commute. It's like it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Do you ride your bike or something or
no, I have to have my car in case I need to drive for errands and stuff.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep up with this chat. People are actually okay with Farm Boss. That's ridiculous. All of my knock are like, that. You can't have that nickname. Like, that nickname's too cool. No.
Well, if 500 people on the stream say it's okay, then it must be okay.
I love all of you on the stream. I wish you were all here. Yeah, I don't know how it happens in LA. It just happened. I don't know.
You just got that one strip of highway or like a street where it's just like never.
It's literally my apartment and then one street and then the studio I work at. And it just happened to end up that way. I got the apartment before I got the job.
Nice.
It's just
oh, yeah. I got an bananas. Hour. I have an hour commute every day. So mm-hmm. I'll listen to, you know.
Shut up, Lester.
About 1.5 each way.
Ryan Weed Farmer. I've literally, you could stick anything as between or before farmer, and like, I've heard it before. I've heard pig farmer. Oh, then there was like, there's really, really unoriginal nicknames like Fartner, which don't even make any sense.
No.
Like,
that come would, on.
Maybe, like, it's really, really dumb. Really dumb. Where's the crate stream today? They punk out?
They did.
They punk out?
Yeah. Chris was like, I'm playing. Ben, you don't know how to do this. No. So let's talk about some of the games that we see around here. We have Marcel Manzano to our left here. Let's see what we got going on.
There seems to be one T-70 and two T-70s and one Jumpmaster left on the board. Is that
he has one scout and it's full.
Who's he playing? That's I see the I'm so bad with names.
His face is good.
Yeah.
Hey guys. It's going good? We're just giving the update. What are some things you're seeing out there, Jesper?
Out there.
Yeah.
You
just played against double IGs? You say it again? Really? Nice. What are you
To answer you guys' question earlier, I was flying the Minox special, Whisper, Lockdown, and Yor. Farmhands is less good now that Paratani's out of the meta. D was also flying that. He had not as good luck as me. Dallas 6-1 with the Crack Swarm. Zeta Leader, Hal Runner.
There's Poe and Jess Pava left on the board for Marcel's opponent. Don't know who it is.
Seeing, in case, Lockdown is Omega Leader. Sorry, that's our nickname. And it looks like we're not going to get any, we won't know the resolution of whatever happened to that gentleman. So we're not going to be able to answer that. Sorry, guys. And just in case anyone's wondering, we are starting in day one. We saw a lot of arcs. Rebels making a really strong showing, obviously, from the results. The arc 170s are really strong. There were several.
Yes.
There were several Biggs, Rex, Jess, Braylon Stresshog.
Yeah, I saw Braylon. I saw
yeah.
Kyrell.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Braylon Stresshog made a really strong appearance.
I played against one of those. Don't joust that list, guys. I was able to win. I 100'd them, but
yeah,
you can't.
I had a round where Whisper rolled 5 greens and 5 blanks, and then the next round rolled 4 greens and 4 blanks. So, but that's that's what happens when you fly her.
Right,
you
know,
I'm not complaining about it. It's just that's the risk.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the risk. That's just what happens.
Anyone flying Hera with Ahsoka?
No, I haven't seen. I've not seen one Hera with Ahsoka. I actually haven't seen any capture ties with a ghost in the tournament.
Not with a ghost, no.
No, a lot of chopper bigs. I haven't seen any dash. Have you seen any dash?
There was a dash Miranda yesterday.
Oh, Jeff Burling's running dash Miranda? Yeah, Jeff Burling's running dash Miranda. We will do our best. They're asking if we can get that fire spray on the stream.
The fire spray?
We can, if he makes the cut. Because people want to see those dual fire sprays.
I want to. The thing, right, with us being here and streaming is we have to stay out of the way, right? We're not officially sanctioned, but we're also left alone, right?
Yeah.
So we can ask and request. And also, I think if someone's going to be on the table one who's already there, I think they might be like, hey, can we just get a different list to get more exposure?
Yeah.
But if it's somebody who got excited that they got to table one, I don't want to.
Right, of course. Yeah.
We'll work that out and we'll do our best. And I know FFG, once we get to the cut, they'll start streaming. And if we have somebody from our squad in it, I'm going to be here as long as somebody we know is in it. So.
Do you guys have any other questions?
It seems like I
didn't see a lot of Kanans yesterday. A lot of Choppers, though. I think
yes, stress meta.
Yeah, it's stress meta. And Chopper allows for some more points to play, a couple more points to play with.
Yep.
I said last night that one of the Chopper bigs lists I played, Tom Landy had Sabine, Accuracy Corrector, TLT, Cluster Bombs. Or Cluster Mines, Extra Munitions, and Lebo.
Okay.
So he gets the boosting. He can drop the clusters. It's really fierce.
Yeah.
It's really fierce. and then the TLT, it's really a smart meta call because there aren't a lot of, Fen aside, not a ton of high agility.
Nope.
Ships flying right now. Not a lot of auto thrusters other than Fen and maybe Ulterra. So being able to have the accuracy corrector just change your TLT to guarantee two every single time, it's putting a lot of pressure on ships like Asajj and all these boats.
Oh, for sure. And the other thing we're seeing out there is a lot of Fen hate.
Yeah.
A lot of auto damage
is
a thing. Jeff Burnley's list with the Dash, and Nand yesterday. Did you see Nand's list?
Yeah, so they're talking. We have a couple of people asking what Nand was flying. It was Jess Pava, Miranda, and Biggs, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Miranda had, I have it all right here.
Yeah.
Give me a moment, I'll pull it up.
Jess Pava, we're seeing a lot of. Like, I would not be surprised if Jess Pava makes it to the final table.
Oh, yeah.
She is so efficient for what you're getting for that cost. Either with R4-D6. There are kind of a couple variants. You put R4-D6 on her, give her an EPT, and you throw Swarm Leader on her, or like even Adaptability. But a lot of people throw the M9G8 on her.
Because she doesn't need her target
lock. Yeah, she's top-notch. Like, fly her in formation, she's getting those rerolls. She was ridiculously difficult to kill.
Yep.
Like, those... if you guys are thinking about lists that you will see in store championships, you're going to see absolutely Jess Pava, the Braylon Stress Hog, Rex, and Biggs in a squad because that is a nasty list. Sorry, just reading comments here.
Yep. Final table. Well, we just talked about that a little bit. You know, see some Jess in there.
Yeah, and for Jeff Burling, I'm not sure what his Dash Miranda build is. We'll probably hopefully get more information of that later.
That's been taken care of.
Yeah, just to reiterate, guys, everything you have seen, all the FFGTOs, judges, the higher-ups, everybody has seen everything you've seen. They're making a decision on it. We don't have any information on the decision. It seems like they're still, like, deliberating on it. So, I don't even know. Like, that's Dion's choice. Like, we're not here to kind of comment on it.
Nope.
I'm sure the information will get figured out at some point. We're here. I mean.
Yeah. If we find out what it is.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll let you know because the internet is a thing. And
yeah, it'll find out.
It'll come out. But
we're not going to actively try to sleuth this. We've given everything that we can give them.
Yep.
So that's just how it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I brought the camera to catch some good games.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
The only reason why I brought it.
I haven't seen. Actually, there were a couple Star Vipers yesterday that I saw, but I didn't see any doing super well.
Yeah, no. One One interesting list that I could see coming out of this, I don't know if you saw the Foss game.
Yeah.
The Tarak Fenn with Gurry.
Yeah.
That's some fun stuff.
Yeah, Drew Bishop was running that a little bit.
There you go.
Locally down in SoCal and or NorCal, between whatever, wherever Drew's from.
Cal.
Yeah, Cal. And that Gurry's really solid. But until that ship gets a little bit of help.
Yeah.
If it ever gets any help, maybe they'll just abandon it because it's not like a cannon ship. But right. If it ever gets any kind of help, like, that could be dangerous. Like, Gurry is still a really solid ship.
For sure.
But I want to talk about Pelop for a hot second.
Let's do it.
Because in the top five lists from day one, Pelop shows up twice.
Yeah, he's good, man. So in an Atani meta, right? If you're flying scum, I would say, what are we going to put it? 90% of them have Atani.
Yeah.
This includes, right, triple boats, two boats in Fen, Paratani variants. You're gonna have focus out there. Pelop does one of two things. He either wrecks the action efficiency, right?
Oh wait. Let's get back to real fast finishing Nan's list. You were pulling it up.
There you go. Yeah. Sorry.
Just pull it up. We'll get back. So specifically, what is Nan? What does Nan have?
All right, Nan has. So it's Miranda. Get ready. Right, so ion bombs, right? You're like, oh, okay. All right, cluster mines. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ray crew, not Sabine. All right. Extra munitions, guidance chips, not advanced slam, plasma torpedoes, and an auto blaster turret.
Super solid.
Yep. So, you know, what is he doing here? He's this is more of a trying to get the missiles off Miranda.
It's a
toolkit. If he gets in range one, he's going to, right, if I can bomb you, shoot you with my auto blaster turret, run away, and I can still regen with my regular turret. A lot of people forget, hey, she has a regular turret. You can still leverage that ability.
And then
the other ships are...
It should be Biggs and Jess, right?
Biggs and Jess.
What's on Jess?
Biggs has R4D6 integrated.
Right, makes sense.
Jess has M9G8 pattern analyzer so that she can move that check pilot stress step and integrate it as well.
Super solid. And obviously, Nan is a tremendous pilot. He's top-notch. And you see this pretty often with the best players in X-Wing. They give themselves lists that offer the most flexibility.
Yep.
Now, that list right there is difficult to fly, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy, but at the same time, it gives you something for every kind of list. Let's go through heavy alpha strikes.
Yep.
Well, you've got a couple tanky ships there. Biggs counters that, right? They got to eat through him first.
Yep.
And then ships with a lot of hull, he's got those missiles, right? He's got those plasma torps to launch.
Absolutely. If somebody has target lock ordnance, the ships are fast enough to be able to outmaneuver.
Yeah, exactly. And for guys like Ol Tarak, Fenn. So Fenn wants to get into range one. This is such a top-notch call by Nan. I personally am a huge fan of Auto Blaster on Miranda.
I've never seen it happen. Oh, so this is the first.
It's really great because what does Fenn want to do? He needs to get into range one.
Yeah.
But if he goes into range one of Miranda, then he's going to get hit with that Auto Blaster, or then he's going to get bombed.
Yep.
So now Fenn is attempting to range control at range 2 to 3 so he doesn't get that Auto Blaster. Where is Miranda most effective at coming in and getting those bombs? Range 2 to 3. Yep. Zip past him, drop it before he can move.
Yep.
So Fenn's at a really hard spot. Asajj is at a rough spot with those torps.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jess Pava with M9G8.
Yep.
She's just going to be such a pain in the butt to kill. Even at, so think about what you have to chew through. You need to kill Biggs, right?
That's step one.
Then after you kill Biggs, you have to decide, am I going to go after Jess, who's going to be making me re-roll those dice?
Right, M9G8 with Jess, who people are attacking Biggs, re-rolling hits and crits.
She's going to be, if she's still next to Biggs or next to Miranda, she's going to be able to re-roll both her defense dice and then force you to re-roll one of your attack dice. So you got Jess, who's neutering your offense, making it so hard for you to kill. So then you have to go after Miranda, but everyone knows a Miranda trap.
Yeah.
Like, she can still regen that one shield. He's just holding points. Like, he just needs to kill a couple of your things, something worth more than Biggs, and you're going to have the toughest time in the world killing Miranda and Jess. It's a highly frustrating squad.
How many points is this Miranda? 48? Is that what it comes out to?
Yeah, let's
see. What's her base?
Not
Here
sure.
Here we go. Internet. Base Miranda. Where are we at? You guys are slow. Come on.
Okay, one second. I'm going to... Let me build this.
Aurora.
I do love that Nan puts up that list and then ends up flying it at Worlds.
Yeah.
So top notch. No, it's not a tie advance pro. Just a normal tie advance shirt.
You're right behind the Gold Squadron logo.
Yeah, there it is. Boom. Boom. So 29 points for Miranda, right? So 29 plus what? The 4 for cluster? What is it?
Yeah, 4 for cluster. That brings us to 33, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, 45-point Miranda. That's a 45-point Miranda. That is a huge chunk that you're...
Yeah.
So... Like, a really advanced strategy in X-Wing is, like, holding on to points, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you get into this kind of stage, you sometimes look at, one, your MOV, and two, ships that... One strategy is to look at ships that will not die.
Right.
So Nand is already...
Point Fortress.
Yeah, Point Fortress, yep. Exactly. So Nand knows that he's probably going to lose 26 points in Biggs every single game.
Every game.
I'd be really interested to know how many times he lost Jess or Miranda in that, because, like we said before, Jess is going to be... Tarn levels of difficulty to take down.
Oh my god, frustrating.
And she's a T-70. Like, she's got offense. Like, that's three dice. Like, it's... I really like that squad. So, like I said, if you're looking right now, if you're looking forward ahead in store championships, like, I think Rebels right now...
They're in a good spot.
I think they might be the top faction.
Yeah.
It's... Well, I'm interested to see how Worlds will shake out, but... Do not discount the fact of how flexible the Rebels are right now. Now we're live.
With you?
Wait, now okay. Now we're live?
You're live.
Oh, now we're live. Oh,
now
okay.
We're live.
Okay.
Yay.
Is it? You're good.
Okay, we're good. Okay. I'm here with Dallas Parker, and I know you guys were saying that I was handsome earlier, but he is actually the most handsome person this building.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay, I am, but you're close.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Oh, no, Philip Berling is. That guy is a babe.
Yeah, okay. Although, I feel a little awkward.
It's fine. Okay, so I'm here with Dallas. Dion's taking a lunch break right now, as he should, for working so hard. So we're just chilling here on the Gold Minot cast, whatever.
Gold Minot. Well, we do have gold. Well, no, sorry. It's yellow.
It's debatable.
And unfortunately, the shirts are gold.
The shirts are gold.
We can see they're not Minot colors.
Yeah. So we're just screening around for a little bit here as everyone else kind of starts out stuff. And so we're open for questions. Dallas, why don't you talk about your day one a little bit?
Okay, sure.
I told them earlier you were flying Crack Swarm, so... Obviously, last year's Worlds didn't go super well for you with the Crack Swarm, but this year, 6-1, how are you feeling?
Much better, especially after the beginning. So, let's see.
Oh, and it's Jeff Berling, not Philip Berling. I apologize. I have Philip Booth on the brain because he's...
Fine. Or you just merged the two.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, like combining Hercules and Achilles. Anyway, so 6-1.
Yeah, so went 6-1 yesterday with the Crack Swarm. So, 4 Blacks, Zeta, Howlrunner, all Crack. Pretty much the same list I ran last year. So actually, my first round went amazingly well. I tabled the guy.
Yeah.
Didn't lose a ship, but I only got 150 MOV.
Dallas's first round opponent didn't show up. Didn't show up. So
say that.
Basically, Dallas is basically a national champion because he got a first round bye.
Yeah. So yes, I actually got a bye randomly. That was nice, I guess. But then I lost my second round to Kalen's Pride, so I was not starting off well, especially after last year's with the same swarm.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went, what was that? Five more wins.
Five in a row, right. So, what was your toughest matchup for the day?
The closest one was that Rebel 4-ship build. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the upgrades, but it was
right,
Jess,
we
Rex,
talked about this earlier.
Braylon.
Yeah, I played one of those earlier, too. Jess, Rex, Braylon, Stress Hog, mm-hmm. and... Biggs.
Yeah, so it came down to like High Roller versus Jess at the end, and I was down by like 1 or 2 points, and we had to like play it out, and he was bumping me well and trying to get me past. So thankfully, I was able to kill him before time ran out, so I had Zeta Leader on the board last.
Yeah.
That was my hardest matchup. And Joe's over here trying to distract me on my right.
I just spilled a bunch of beer on my...
And you're so sloppy.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to tilt the glass so that I didn't get a lot of foam, and it's, whatever. So,
yeah, no. Worlds has been great so far, so I think I'm kind of back in my element, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, well, I'm glad to see you flying the Tie Swarm again because, like, no, honestly, nobody does it better than Dallas. Were you on the stream at all?
No, I never. So okay. The thing was, since I started out low,
oh, you didn't
I kind of had to work
way
my way up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if Dallas ends up on the stream, like, you guys really have to watch it because the guy is, like, it's crazy that set the blocks. But isn't it mentally draining 7 rounds?
Oh, yeah, no. After the first break, I was like, hey, we're done for the day. No, we're not halfway through. My head hurts. Yeah. So, yeah, you need lots of water. You need a little bit of caffeine here and there. You need to get off your feet all the time. You do need a movement tray, which I mentioned on our podcast, which I forgot.
Forgot the movement tray. Nice. So everyone's asking if we have any Minoc, Grade A beef. Do you have any beef so far on the weekend?
Nothing really substantial besides not getting my Lupin Chewy counted.
Oh, yeah.
Because Chris was like, hey, you won. And then everybody just left and nothing happened.
Yeah, the I am in the finals for the Lupin Chewy World Championships, by the way, in case anyone is wondering. Day 2 is happening right now, but I've moved on to the final cut. So I may yet leave Worlds as a world champion in something. So.
We're just doing odds and ends.
We're just talking about odds and ends? Do you have any questions, Kevin Lines?
Yeah, why there's no objection.
Whoa!
I'm not qualified to answer that question.
Okay. You mean
what
get him
happening?
Out of the building?
What's the? Nothing yet. I guess they're still deliberating. Yeah.
Still.
Have you seen it, Dallas?
No, I haven't.
We'll show him later. We'll show him later. It's fine. All
right. Do we have any other questions? The problem is I don't know where to scroll this thing, so the questions leave very fast. I saw beef. Oh, come on, you gotta have some beef.
Okay.
Because how did your day go? Was there any beef in your day?
I got some beef with my own brain. Like, I lost my last game to a final salvo. It was half Dengar versus Lockdown Omega Leader, and I had a chance to get a range one in arc shot at him, and I punked out and I didn't take it because I was too scared.
Aww.
Or else I could have maybe killed him and then done a 9 versus 5 dice final salvo instead. But I was a coward, people of the internet, and I'm sorry for that.
Going for the safe play, more consistent.
Yeah.
But
people love you, Dallas Parker. Look at him. Look at all these people. Some people say hi, Dallas. Yeah, I can't dice better, Vanger. I'm sorry.
You should buy some dice off of him. I think he has extra. You should get new dice.
He's the glitter dragon, that's for sure. No, I have not won a store championship. I intend to win a store championship this year. Internet.
I intend to.
All right.
Should we talk about our new mission statement?
The new Minoc mission statement is, one, keep Block Ryan out from a store championship.
No. It's Ryan Farmer is a scrub, and he hasn't won store championships yet, so we got to keep it that way.
Is that the new mission statement?
That's what Joe put down, and Dee approved it. So I'm just like, okay, sure, why not?
Why is Joe's not even old enough to submit to the council of whatever we... I don't even know how we decide anything.
So I think we got, 20-something people in on this? So we got, Team A and Team B getting ready to go block Ryan out of store champs, or at least, put up a fight so he can't get one easy somewhere.
Do we know how Duncan's doing today?
I have not heard.
Dion.
I've been stuck doing Hangar Bay so far.
How's Duncan doing? Okay, Duncan's 3-0. Grumpy Dan, how are you doing?
Don't ask.
Grumpy Dan is yet to
so
win.
So I'm assuming Grumpy Dan is not doing well.
Grumpy Dan's grumpy.
Maybe.
Okay, so maybe. You can't hit one of Julio TLTs. Got it.
Hey, Grumpy Dan. Grumpy Dan, fly better, bro.
He's coming over here. Hang
fly
on.
Fly better. Okay, you wanna? Come here. Come here, Grumpy Dan. Come here. Just get it.
Oh, there's actually a camera.
Yeah, there's actually a camera. Look at him. Look how grumpy he is.
So TLTs grumpy. Can't hit one agility.
Yeah,
I know, it sucks.
Get out of here. Yeah, no one wants you.
Right,
this is an exclusive spot for somebody who's won a game at the X-Wing World Championships.
Let's see.
I won my first game, and my opponent actually showed up, unlike Dallas Parker's first opponent.
They we talked about
you.
That
these,
already.
These,
don't
these
worry.
These are directional mics. I can't hear anything you're saying.
Shit.
Get out.
Well, I feel it.
Get out of here.
All right, that's Grumpy Dan for you guys.
Grumpy.
I think Paul was here.
Paul's undefeated.
And he just beat...
yeah, he just beat Connor Hawley or Minock.
Yeah, so he's got to be undefeated.
Yeah, Paul's undefeated right now. He's flying Miranda... I think his squad, Miranda Big Stress on.
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't know if there's any alterations.
No, I don't think I don't think there are any changes. Poor Steven Gonzalez couldn't make it, for those of you who know who he is. He's
last minute, two days ago?
Can't confirm.
No. So let's see, do we have any more questions?
They're on a bit of a delay, so...
Okay. I'm just trying to see if there's anything from before.
So we were talking earlier that Rebels might be the dominant faction right now. Do you disagree?
I mean, it's hard to tell. I saw last night there was quite a bit of line leak lists up on the top tables. Quite a few Rebels. I didn't see as much Imperials. Trouble is, I was trying to hone in my own game, so by the time I almost go to time all the time with Tie Swarm. Yeah. Sorry. I'm usually, everybody's watching me, I'm like, oh, I gotta get my slip in fast. But so I didn't see a whole lot towards the end. I've been busy with Hangar Bay.
This is a really interesting question, Dallas. Somebody asked, what do you think of Operations Specialist in a Tie Swarm? Like throwing it on a Tie Shuttle.
The idea sounds really, really good. You have to get a Tie Shuttle in
there. So how much is a Tie Shuttle with Operations Specialist? Shuttle is what?
16 base.
16, so
plus
18.
Another 3.
So 18 points for
plus
that.
Plus 1. 3-point Operational Specialist,
I can't do math. Everyone knows that. 500,000%.
So I have to drop, I have to drop two ships or Zeta Leader. So I'd have to evaluate it, but since there's no snapshots, I think it works the best with snapshots. So yeah. I don't know if, hopefully Ricky got to talk about his list, because I know, Ryan, you saw it. So I'm trying to convince him to run this.
Yeah,
like a version of his frac snap.
Yeah, so as you guys know, I love 5A wings. I actually flew in Hangar Bay 5A with 5 snap cracks. But I'm really liking the idea of running Nora Wexley with something. I'm not sure. Some combination, but with, no matter what, Nora has Operation Specialist. If you don't know, Operation Specialist is when a ship at range 1 to 2 misses a shot, you may assign a focus token to any other ship, to any ship at range 1 to 3 of that ship that missed. So think of it this way. You fly it with 3 Juke Snapshot A-Wings. They get their snapshot off. If they make it, great, you got a snapshot off. Mm-hmm. But if it missed, then they can get a focus for their primary attack, or you can give it to someone else who has a focus. So you'll have focus evade on all of your, potentially all of your A-Wings if they all miss their snapshots. And if they didn't miss their snapshots,
if they didn't miss their snapshots,
you got damaged, which is great. I like it personally with R2-D2 and Veteran Instinct. So Nora's now PS9. She's regenning. She's a little tankier, harder to kill. But R7-T1 is really intriguing to me.
Oh, yeah, you were looking
so,
at that.
Yeah, so that's whenever you target lock a ship that's in your arc, you can perform a free boost action. That's front or back arc.
Because in that list you're looking at, you didn't have any points for a mod,
right? There's no points for a mod.
So no engine, no way.
So then I VI her up, and so then she gets a little bit of repositioning. Mm-hmm. So she moves last, so if something is in her arc, you can, if you're worried about taking shots, you just target lock something, and then you boost out of an arc.
Mm-hmm.
So...
A couple of questions. So, I think I saw Jeremy playing... which Foss is playing today? Travis?
Travis is playing today.
I think he was playing Travis on, like, table...
What do you mean, Duncan, right? Duncan or Jeremy?
No, Foss.
No, Duncan. You said Jeremy.
Jeremy Chambalaya.
Oh, Chambalaya. Right.
Sorry, wrong. Yeah. Our current system open champion. I think he was playing Travis over on, like, table 45.
Yeah.
But I didn't see who won that.
Right. I think Travis was in control.
I did not see how the game happened.
The Foss twins are dominant. They smash people.
So let's see. What was the other one? There was another question.
How long is your commute to work every day? And do you hate me for having a 2-minute commute every day?
No, because... So what happened was I used to live, like, what was that, 20 miles away? So it takes me over an hour to get to work, then an hour back. And then... I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this, because my dad did this for like 30 years. I'm like, no, I'm going to die early if I keep doing this. Hopefully my dad doesn't die. I'm not implying that. But so then I moved down towards work. So now I have like a 15-minute commute on side streets or PCH.
Nice.
Yeah, PCH isn't really side street.
Yeah, short LA commutes, baby.
Yeah, so thankfully my work is going much better because I'm more relaxed. So thankfully it's not too bad. However, trying to get around to all the game stores in LA.
Big problem.
Thankfully it's Saturday. But during the week it's like, you guys go to Pasadena. And what, that's like 25 miles away from me. I'm just like, I have to go through downtown on a Thursday night. So I'm like, okay, I can drive two and a half hours to play 2 hours of X-Wing. I'm like, not Classic right
now. Yeah, Blair is undefeated right now. I think he might have beaten up Voss, but everyone knows Blair's just top. He's so good. I'm not sure if he did beat a Voss. It's honestly, I've been in and out all day. I've had several of these. It's
yeah.
I played yesterday and went 4-3. For those of you who didn't hear, update 4-3. Lost the game to a final salvo. Lost the game on the last shot of the game. I missed. So it was rough. It was a rough three losses. But everything's good. Yeah.
Everything's fine. I think everything's fine. Any sound problems in your end, guys? We'll just confirm since Dion's here and we don't want to touch any buttons. Because I'm sure we just paused the stream or something. But, yeah, let's see. Also, I think
this is a pale ale of some sort. Someone bought the drink for me. I don't even know.
So, just to go back, I think somebody asked what I was most afraid of with the Tice Forum here at Worlds. Any sort of Miranda lists are usually a problem. Miranda can almost solo a Tice Forum if you're really good and I miss blocks and stuff like that. So,
hey guys, we're going to get a little bit of audio lag. Sorry about that. That's just the nature of the stream. The video's got to kind of go through a system and then to the converter, and the audio goes through that faster than the video. So it's going to be a little bit of lag. I don't really know how to fix that. This is Dion's setup.
We really don't want to touch any buttons, for sure.
I'm sorry. It would be better. You guys don't really need to see our faces. Just minimize us and go on Reddit or something, or dank X-Wing memes. While you listen to us, it'll just be kind of like
a podcast. We'll just blow up Skype or the chat window on the side or something.
Yeah.
So going back, Miranda is probably my most worrisome list. But it's interesting because the one Miranda list I played, I actually got like the best MOV. Somehow I only lost one TIE Fighter. But then when I played the four Rebel list that we jousted, I was pretty much losing until the last like 2 minutes of the game. So.
Oh, what do you think of this 5-2 fire spray, dude? The double fire spray squad?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
I saw out of the corner of my eye two fire sprays, but I didn't see what the list was.
I don't have the standings up right now, guys. Sorry. I might have the list a little bit wrong, but I know it was like Calf with expertise and Boba Fett with fearlessness for sure. But
okay.
I don't know what the other fix-ins were. And the guy flies up and just jams it up in there, and it's crazy. And now, I started talking about Dion about this, but then we got sidetracked. Paylob, two Paylobs are in the top five, I believe. So, what makes Paylob such a good ship? Like, I think he got overlooked with all the Itani madness and the Paratani stuff. Like, he's a menace, right?
I think so. I haven't played much. I just played Nick once in Hangar Bay. We had our final match.
Cap, expertise, Dengar, HLC, that's what it was. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Boba with
standby. He's trying to reach
four LOM, fearlessness, homing missiles, extra munitions, and chips. Oh, that's nasty. That's amazing because if they stay at range three of him, he just homing missiles them, and then if at range one, he does Boba things. That's such a great squad.
Was the two fire spray playing today or was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
Two, yeah.
I might have seen him because I walked past the table and it was two fire sprays versus four Sikhs. I just started chuckling at Worlds. So I'm like, how did those two get paired up first round? But let's see. Where were we?
Oh, we're talking about Paylob. Why
is
it
yeah. So Paylob. Unfortunately, I only got one game in, so I haven't seen much of it. But it's so first of all, he kind of cruises around slow in the back. And then with TLT Y, or usually it's a Y-Wing, but TLT Hawk, you can just stay back focus. So you're auto doing the mind link stuff. Then he's also stealing focus. So if everybody gets jammed up or whatever, and then grab one to activate mind link, plus he's pulling off, you know, focuses of, say, other mind link squads if they're double stacked or single stacked. And then, just, you know, opening up. So it's kind of like, you know, a four lob, right? And just like, hey, you can't even use a focus wall.
Yeah.
Just doing a focus wall.
Just so you guys know, we do not have – Facebook might be saying things. We've been sitting here talking to you guys. I don't have official confirmation of what happened. You guys are saying he got away with a warning. I do not know that for sure. I don't have confirmation on that. No one's come up to us. We're sitting here talking. So you guys might have to do your own digging on that. We don't know.
Yeah, we're stuck in the corner.
And
the judges are too far away.
I don't want to move the chat into a direction of hating FFG for their choice. Take their choice. Take their decision. And let's just move on from it. Clearly, there's probably something else that will happen along the road. They might
put him on a ban list at some point. We don't know. So just let's keep it out of this chat. Move to FFG forums or Reddit about it.
I do not have an opinion on the matter verbally right now. Maybe I will on our podcast that's not linked to Gold Squadron. Modern Squadron podcast.
Go to the Gold Squadron Patreon, guys, for sure, though. Like, this whole thing, Dion did a lot of work for. This quality is just top-notch. Like, he's done such an amazing job. So if you can, anyway, just kind of throw him a couple bucks, he would really appreciate that. Gold Squadron, for sure.
Yeah, because I think they're doing... I think they're doing like 3G or something for this, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I know, and I know, guys, we shouldn't accept cheating in the game. This is going to be my last word on the matter. Cheating is unacceptable in the game. You shouldn't do it. We understand that there was an issue, but at the same time, this is FFG at Worlds, and even if you don't like their decision, you have to respect the fact of that that's how it is. And us complaining about it right now isn't going to get anywhere. They've made their choice. Let's keep the rest of, let's not take away from the people that are doing really well at Worlds. Let's not get rid of that moment for them. Let's not diminish it, because you have people like Dallas that are 6-1. We got other people that are undefeated. We've got our guy Nick Bell, who went 7-0.
Dude, Nick.
Like, we've got some amazing players. Let's be talking about them and putting them up instead of trying to drag this whole thing down. And then when all the dust settles and we have a new world champion, we can readdress an issue like this. Everyone cool with that? And even if you're not, you can't do anything about it because I'm changing the subject right now.
So also, is there any other questions besides that stuff that you guys can ask? We'll wait for the delay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay.
But
hey,
yeah, unfortunately.
Hey Blair, do you have anything you want us to talk about on the cast? Whoa, we just said we were talking about it. We're with you on that, Blair. We're with you on that. Oh, man.
I got pretty lucky in my last game.
You did? Oh, what did you... What?
Here,
1 sec. Blair Bunky's going to talk about his last match.
What's up, everyone? Yeah, so this dude, I think Marcus was his name. He's a Nova dude. He had double Shadowcaster, which I highly underestimated. He had like... He had like... they both had double Glitter Stim, and then... Ketsu had Engine, Asajj had Countermeasure, so the double Glitter Stim is like trying to paper cut him like I love to do, and he just like was able to shrug off so much damage, and I didn't play that well. But anyway, came down to a blue and two headhunters against Ketsu. Ketsu was at 7. They had both Zs had ranged 3 shots, everything unmodified. I was able to spike through 2 damage to get her to half, and that was the second to last turn. So if I hadn't done that, he would have just ran, and he would have won on points. But I got lucky and got him to half, and then I went up. It was a crazy game. He was a very nice guy, though. I think Marcus was his name. But
and then can you remind the listeners of your list that you're flying? Because it's 5 ships?
6.
6.
Sorry, what was the question?
Just a reminder of what your list is,
since
everybody might not know.
Yeah,
probably know more than all of us. But
so it's 2 naked Zs, 2 Zs with Tracer, Guidance Ship, 1 blue with SCS, and then... the standard Stress Hog, TLT, BTL, R32, which is pretty much what it's the only thing I can ever come close to win with. But I dropped the blue. I felt like it'd be better Jumpmaster matchup. So that was it. I played some dude round 1. I think James Lang, I think was his name, was from England. He got like 9th at Yavin and then 10th at the Open in Spain, I think.
Wow.
Triple trick shot scouts. And he had rigged cargo chutes on all 3 of them. So, like, he had K4 and Plasma Torps on 2. So I was thinking he was just going to joust and Plasma Torp the S out of my PS2s. But he goes into the middle and, like, 2, like, left Segnors and drops, like, 2 cargo chutes right in the middle. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And then, like, I began to realize, like, oh, S. So it's like every time he's attacking, he's getting 3 dice almost because of trick shot. It's an awesome list. But that was a fun game. And I played Travis Foss in round 2. And yeah, he had some rough dice. But yeah, so here you go.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Keep the swarms alive, even if they're rebel scum. All right, Ryan, do we have any questions that you spotted?
one sec, I'm just going to reset the mic and not spill my beer all over Dion's really, really, really expensive stuff.
Yes, for sure.
Obviously, Blair couldn't make it to the last World Championships, but I'm pulling for you, buddy. I'm pulling for you. And I mean, I'm pulling for you, too. But, I mean, I think it'd be amazing to have Blair and Dallas on the final table. A Tide Swarm versus Rebel Swarm, like...
Jousting.
That would be bananas. That would just be, like, real X-Wing, you know what I mean?
The original X-Wing?
Yeah. You know what? So, I got that moment today where I was playing in Hangar Bay with my five A-Wings versus three Aces. Mm-hmm. So, five snapshot A-Wings against Inquisitor, Soontir Fel, and Lockdown Omega mm-hmm. Leader. And that just... That is... Why I played that matchup was why I played the game. Like, it felt so balanced and so fun. It was a lot of maneuvering, a lot of blocking. Like, he had the advantage on the PS and stuff, but then I had the advantage of the snapshots and the mm-hmm. blocking. And playing that, I just felt like, man, this is what the game should be.
Yeah, not gonna lie, going from three defenders to six TIE fighters is much harder. My brain hurts a lot more playing. But to be honest, it's a labor of love. It's quite fun having to do all the geometry in the head and like, oh, I'll turn one here, then barrel roll, and put another one in that spot, and he'll block for that other guy, and blah blah blah. But yeah, it's so much fun doing all the positioning and block. So I'm really glad the blocking has become a bigger part of the game.
Yeah,
just recently. Again.
I think blocking should be one of the most important elements of X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talk a little bit about it, and I'm writing an article for our Patreon, How to Fly Better series that we'll be releasing soon. And it's like, blocking is one of those things where with defenders really kind of, I didn't like how it didn't do anything, and I think that's a really awesome part of the X7 nerf, is that now it's relevant again. But then it's so cool because I think my intuition has anything to do with it, I feel like Tractor Beam will have its time to shine someday. And I think Unkar Plutt, the pilot, as a blocker with Intel Agent, really could be a force to be reckoned with and a menace. I don't think Tractor Beam has been figured out yet in the same way that Atani wasn't figured out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Atani was around. How long was that around before finally
got
its day?
Yeah.
People thought it was trash. Remember
people
thought it
was
trash?
Yeah, Deadeye took all of its thunder. Yeah. It was like Deadeye scouts were just like, oh, better. And then around the time that was dying down, then Denguru popped up. And that was amazing. So, and then finally, it's kind of like, oh, hey, there's this other upgrade that's also really good. But, I mean, also, I think it took both the Protectorate and the Lancer to come out since they have amazing greens.
Yeah,
because before, you didn't have great greens, but you had only a few slots.
Do you want to go over your list one more time again?
Sure. So, TIE Swarm that I've been flying yesterday is four blacks with crack, Howl Runner with crack, and Zeta Leader High Roller with crack. And that's my list at 100 points. And then yours, you're doing
the
special?
Yeah, mine is special. Whisper with cloaking, VI, Callus, fire control system. Yor with Palpatine collision detector, and Lockdown Omega Leader with Juke Con Relay. Mm-hmm. Classic. I haven't played in a while, so.
And then also another question. Would you say that beer is very moist?
It is a moist beer for a moist person.
Moister farmer. He said it himself.
It myself.
Embrace it.
Hey, Tex, if you could have a pilot ability in an Altart card, what would you want your personal pilot ability?
Oh, if I had
ability?
To, like, make one or something?
Yeah, if you had to make Tex the pilot card, what would you...
Well, we have something similar that you did.
Yeah, I made them, but I think you could come up with a better one than...
I don't know. Being able to do a 1-forward instead of a 2-forward is freaking amazing.
So the
fighters.
Pilot card that I made for Tex is... all friendly ships at range 1, in place of their maneuver, may do a 1-white forward instead, and then they can't do any actions.
Yeah, so I guess when you reveal your maneuver, you may... It's kind of like
as
initial damage.
Yeah, as an action, just do a 1-forward instead.
And, white,
and
then
you
skip your action step.
Yeah, and then skip perform action, which I feel... To me, I see that, I'm like, that doesn't seem like a very good card, and it's PS9, so everyone gets to move before you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but... You think it'd be really awesome.
I think it would be pretty good. I'd have to evaluate for
sure.
But, yeah, there's so many times where it's like, in my last game, Jess against High Roller, where it's like, I have to go 2-forward and stay behind you. So, like, oh, I'll go 1-forward and you bump into me. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do this. Ugh, I bump. Oh, I bump. And I bump. And I bump. So.
So, you guys are wondering what made me give up Farmhands, which was my Upsilon shuttle with the Tidal and Palp and Omega Leader and Backdraft. The reason I went back to the special was because that squad was really solid against Paratani and gave me a good shot against defenders. But I found it was very difficult to take on Miranda, and Dash Miranda was kind of like a really rough matchup for me. And the dice you're getting out of the Upsilon shuttle is amazing. The control aspect is really good. But I decided for Worlds, I had more practice with the special, and it's a little more defensive than that squad. Mm-hmm. And I liked a more mobile forward dice platform and Whisper. I found against Dash Miranda, I just wasn't... It was too easy to get around all my stuff, and I wasn't pumping out enough damage in situations like that. With the special, Whisper can take on Miranda. So that's that.
Well, and I'm sure Brad Miller would agree with you, since he's now back at least temporarily.
Oh, yeah, Brad Miller played, and Brad's all offense. Actually, he proposed a change to the special, putting Gunner on Whisper instead of Kallus, taking Palpatine off the shuttle, and instead putting on Vader and Kylo Ren crew.
Just full offense.
It's literally shuttle. Just, there's no defense. It's all full, 100% offense. You can nuke something off the board in one turn. It's bananas.
Let's see. Any other questions here? We're trying to read the chat. I have to look through
people
this.
Are asking what beats contracted scouts / rowboats. Honestly, the Minox special I found was very... Like, I haven't lost a game to Fantastic Beasts / rowboats / row your boat, like, whatever, grass holes. I haven't lost a game to that. I haven't lost a game to triple boats with the Minox special. That is really good. It's really heavy alpha strikes. Mm-hmm. Really wreck those squads. Like, rack with quick draw is really, really good against them. I don't know what Nathan's flying, guys.
I'm trying to remember. I saw his game real fast, but I don't remember what he's flying. I'm trying to revisualize it. I don't remember if he had Corrin. Looked kind of close to Paul's Biggs gold Miranda list, I think. Well, I only saw it from the distance, so it looked like it was a 3-ship.
Right.
But yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any standings, so we're just trying to eyeball things as we go.
Right.
Let's see. I also like, I do, for triple U-boat counters, I do really like the Tie Swarm. It's really nice being able to set up my whole list after all the scouts. Throw in Fen, though, and that gets much more tricky. So.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by detail Minox squad. Not sure what you're asking there. Elaborate a bit, and I'd be happy to answer your question.
Need more details?
Yeah, more detail.
All right, let's see.
I'm going to scroll back up here and try and figure out.
He's touching buttons. This is scary. Don't mess it up, Harden. Don't screw it up.
So somebody asked what my created card would be.
Okay.
If I got to create a card for Worlds.
A pilot card or
no, just
card?
Whatever. Obviously, I would be down with making an Obi-Wan Kenobi crew card. Mm. I've always wanted it, and mine is literally, it's a 2-point crew upgrade, and it's... at any point you may, 1 or 2 points, but it's at any point you may discard this card and assign all friendly ships a focus token.
So it's kind of like Mara Jade reversed.
Yeah, just any, not well, Mara Jade is...
Enemies with stress,
right. But this is just like one time you need focus and you can just discard it and everyone gets that focus. That's what I think I would do. Some people have messed with maybe a dual card, like when a ship's destroyed, he does something. So maybe when the ship with Obi-Wan is destroyed, you're going to have a lot of options. Like one I really like is you can bank focus tokens onto Obi-Wan, but you can't use them until that ship's destroyed. And then once per round after that ship's destroyed, you can put a focus token onto a ship from it. So it's kind of like a reverse Rey in that way. So like you put him on something like... with like a hawk or like, you know, falcon, whatever, anything with a crew, and every round you're trying to like, how long can you put focus tokens on before that ship gets destroyed? Then after that, once per round, you can take that banked up Obi-Wan focus and give it to someone. I mean, that would seem kind of cool to me.
Yeah. Reinforcing the Jedi are in one with the focus.
Yeah,
tokens.
Yeah. That's the kind of direction I would consider.
So how many points is Obi-Wan?
One or two.
Not zero.
Obi-Wan points.
Rebels don't need any more help.
Obi-Wan points. Nailed it. Look at him.
Look I'm at too him. Tired for
so
this.
So screenshot that.
I think yep. I got like a few hours of sleep. Anyway.
So good.
Moving
so
on.
Good.
I think I saw something about weather. So I know this is scary, but I'm actually wearing shorts as a Californian in Minnesota. It's actually pretty warm outside, like 60-something degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm not freezing somehow. Yay.
What card would you make, Talus? Have you ever thought about
it? Well, there was the TIE fighter thing. Either it's got to... Okay, come on. We need Admiral Akbar. I don't know how, but we got to get Admiral Akbar in there. Or it's a trap. Or a version of both.
Something like that.
Either a crew or an EPT.
Just it's a
I
trap.
Haven't figured it out yet. I've come up with some few ideas. I know there was an April Fool's thing that I was thinking about, so I'm trying not to be super biased going back to April 1st.
Yeah. Next round's going to be starting fairly soon, guys. We're still on lunch, I think, for another... Hey, Blair, when do we come back from lunch? Okay, cool. We have another 5 minutes till they're back from lunch, guys, and that's when the next round's going to be set up and everything.
Yeah,
they're getting pairings up.
At 3:30 local
time.
So
if you guys needed, like, to... I don't know, go make yourself a sandwich, watch half an episode of Friends, like, go spy on your neighbors, let your dog out, put a pot roast in the oven, add ice in your refrigerator, organize your sock drawer, buy some sunglasses on the internet, relace your shoes, reupholster your couch, wax your eyebrows, brush your teeth,
How'd you go from waxing eyebrows back to brushing your teeth?
Maybe somebody does that. Maybe they do it at the same time. You have time to do almost all of those things. Well, one of those things, not all of them at the same time, but like just some of those things. If you come back around 3:45, that'll be about when we'll be commentating the round four. Mm-hmm. So just letting you guys know that.
More people are sauntering in, so everybody's starting to like figure out around where things are. So I think that hang on, stand by.
Oh, that's Hangar Bay announcement. We have not heard anything about Wave 11. There's no Wave 11 update. Nothing. Nothing specific.
Let's see. So, yeah, this is the only break of the day for
X-Men. Yes, I said ice in the fridge. Make ice. You know, put water in the fridge. I'm sorry, but I hate you. I will not bring Talonbane to Worlds. What? Sorry, yeah, that's Dion. It's not my crap. It's not my stuff. Just put it right here. Just slide it. Just slide it under the chair.
Now, how do you feel about making day two?
What?
How do you feel about making day two at Worlds?
Oh, I feel great. Like
target locks, baby.
Yeah, target locks. I'm actually going to give one of my target locks to D, though.
Okay.
Just
because... because D ended up at
3-4.
3-4?
He didn't make it, unfortunately. Guys, I swear, I will be flying Talonbane at least. I promise you, I will fly Talonbane at least one store championship this year. I promise you, it will happen. I have if the Kyrax ever gets fixed, I mean maybe who knows, whatever. If it ever does, then like I will be flying him more. But I mean he's my Talon babe, you know. But eventually, I will fly him. You have me.
I don't know.
Right
one
now.
Podcast, you did seem pretty worked up over Talon babe.
I really like Talon babe. You know what? Honestly, Fenrau is significantly better than Talonbane in every single way.
But
if
you
Fenrau,
can run both.
Until the Mana Rune nerf, I was flying Fenrau, Talonbane,
well, just take Palob.
You know, it's in consideration. Palob, Talonbane, and Fen. Just not quite that tanky. I got options. I got thoughts, Dallas Parker.
Uh-huh.
I got thoughts.
Okay, so, he's working on it.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So what are the odds of Ryan Farmer winning a store championships with Talonbane Cobra? I want to see your odds in chat.
Very low.
Oh, come on.
Very low.
You got to give yourself some credit.
Very low.
Granted, this is with Minox, you know, with our new mission statement.
Very low. That is a bold statement. Fenrau is the best single small base ship in the game.
Hmm.
Omega Leader would like a word with you. sir.
I don't know. They're pretty close, I'd say, value-wise.
I'll take Omega Leader versus Fen Rao any day, and I'll win that matchup.
Ooh.
If I have Omega Leader versus Fen Rao, I'll win that.
Any day.
I mean, obviously, like, if you have a kid out, Fen with PTL, and he's got that double reposition, but, like, I mean, he might have a little more of an advantage to Arc Dodge, but I'm fairly confident that I could, with Omega Leader and Juke and Com Relay, take down whatever you want to put on Fen Rao.
I'm sorry, but I think I have to agree with him. -500% chance to win a store championships with Talonbait Cobra. That sounds pretty good odds. Wouldn't you say so, Ryan?
I would say that. Are you taking back over?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, okay. I think we're getting ready to start something. So Dion's coming back and Gold Run's taking over.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're about ready to sign off.
Thanks for